once again on this feast of a virgin, St. Catherine de Ricci, a famous mystic of Florence and of the Dominican order. We have the same gospel that we have so often, too often in my case, or my opinion, about the 10 virgins, the ones that were good and prepared, and the ones that were stupid and were not prepared. And of course, that's a good lesson from our Lord. But it reminds me also of the fact that, you know, they were all virgins still, which was very, very important, especially in the old days. Today, who knows? But it reminds me of a story which is real. It's not a joke, but it is funny, of Candlemas in the Archdiocese of Naples in southern Italy. And the cardinal there, I don't remember his name right now, was very interesting, to say the least, very strict, but also funny. And so at the beginning of the procession, which all the religious go to, he announced, "Now the virgins may proceed." And nobody moved. And then again he said, "Now the virgins," of course this is all in Latin, but they understood it. "Now the virgins may proceed." And nobody moved. And then finally he says, "Well, even if you're not, get going." And everything just fell apart. So anyway, luckily we don't have that problem here, because we're all so holy. But we celebrate the feast of St. Caterina de Ricci, from a noble family of Florence. She entered the monastery, the Dominican monastery in Florence, and became known as, she was 20 when she entered, by the way, and she became known as one of the holiest nuns, not only in the convent, but in the city. She was a mystic. She would see Christ and the Passion of Christ, like some others, like St. Catherine of Siena, St. Pius of Pietrelcina, and so many others. Every Friday, she would experience the Passion of Christ. And soon enough, she began to experience the visible stigmata on her hands and on her forehead of the crown of thorns. And then on Good Friday, she would be down for several days. She was so exhausted with suffering the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Such was her love for our Lord and how closely united to him she was. And so, finally, I believe it was in 1580 or so, she finally went to meet her Lord. In the meantime, she taught the young nuns and was their mistress of novices and so forth, and a lot of good came from her life and from her sacrifices. And the other saint that I like to remember, even though most people don't even know about him, maybe Mary Lou, today is the feast of Blessed Jordan of Saxony. Now, Blessed Jordan was the second Father General of the Dominican Order. He followed, he was the first successor to St. Dominic. He also was the one who wrote the biography, the first biography of St. Dominic. And so today is his feast. But he's still a blessed. I don't understand that. So anyway, we pray today for the Dominican Order, very well represented in St. Catherine de Ricci and St. Jordan of Blessed Jordan of Saxony. And of course, today is a day of the week dedicated to the Eucharist, to the priesthood, and a day in which in this parish we particularly devote our prayers to the most holy and miraculous infant Jesus of Prague, as we will have the novena and benediction right after Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.